These declarations are for wisdom and understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Do not deceive yourselves. If any of you think you are wise by the standards of this age, you should become fools so that you may become wise. Even fools are thought wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues. The one who gets wisdom loves life. The one who cherishes understanding will soon prosper. How much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Where there is strife, there is pride, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. Oh, the depth of the riches of wisdom and the knowledge of God! How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Do not deceive yourselves. If any of you think you are wise by the standards of this age, you should become fools so that you may become wise. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding. All this comes from the Lord Almighty, whose plan is wonderful, whose wisdom is magnificent. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. But wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. I instruct you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Wisdom's instruction is to fear the Lord, and humility comes before honor. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by the deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. Fools find no pleasure in understanding, but delight in airing their own opinions. Teach us to number our days, so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom, though it costs all you have, get understanding. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like the wise man who built his house on the rock. Even fools are thought wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Words from the mouth of the wise are gracious, but fools are consumed by their own lips. Know also that wisdom is like honey for you. If you find it, there is future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. The wise in heart accept commands, but a chattering fool comes to ruin. Whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly. I will learn quickly. The Lord has given me understanding. My mind will function efficiently. Any thought from the enemy will be discarded. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This includes learning. I declare that I grasp the things being taught quickly and easily. I declare that nothing is too hard for me to learn when I apply myself to learn. I declare that I am focused and connected in learning all my assignments. I say that I have the knowledge and ability to complete new things with confidence. I do not fall behind or struggle to excel because the Lord has made me bright and smart. I have the mind of Christ. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore we speak. As I study, God gives me wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and revelation to comprehend the subject matter. I receive wisdom, and I am a student who does my best. I study with purpose. God continues to guide my mind, thoughts, and actions to stay focused as I study. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I meditate on the Word of God day and night, and I am successful and prosperous. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power. I am empowered to prosper in every area of my life. I have everything I need. I lack no good thing as it relates to my life and my educational pursuits. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. The neurons in my brain will form strong connections, and I will remember everything. Every word I see, speak, think, or hear will be logged into my memory, and I will be able to retain information. New neural pathways will develop in my brain, and my mind is healthy and whole, and every toxic thought I reject in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not forget information. My mind will remain active and engaged. The state of my mind will be alert when I learn. I will be able to teach others the things that I have learned. There are no limits on my mind, and my mind will adapt and grow by the power of Jesus Christ. The hippocampus portion of my mind will increase with memory, learning, and navigation, including perception of space. My frontal lobe will function perfectly in health and strength. My parietal lobe will function in the way it was intended. My occipital lobe will function correctly in Jesus' name. My cerebellum will produce what it is supposed to produce. My temporal lobe will function according to its purpose and cause. The amygdala portion of my mind will regulate emotion and memory. Fight or flight response will not remain active in my mind. It will not be controlled by my emotions. My body, mind, soul, and spirit are subject to the word of the Lord, and Jesus Christ helps me navigate every decision formed in my frontal lobe. I will make wise decisions.